أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت العبادة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. We are seeking, always seeking help from our guide. مولانا الشيخ محمد نازم الحقاني، الله give him long life.
Amen.
And which in his turn seeks guide from Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم for us to reach that presence. Always we say الخير فيما وقع, as Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said. What happened, inshallah, there is khayr, goodness in it. Although it is painful or sad, but this is iradatullah, Allah's will. Might be you try your best, but His will is different. And it ends up like that. Might be good coming from it. When things comes without what you are not expecting. So Prophet ﷺ always says, this is good for us what happened. So we don't object. We surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Because if you surrender, you will be going home. When someone surrender what he does, he goes back to his house, sit. Means home is the place where submission will take place, surrendering to Allah's will. And our home is our heart. And our heart is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah said, neither my heavens nor my earth contain me, but the heart of the believer. So there is the house where everything goes and stay there. And there where we find happiness and relaxation. There where we find peacefulness and contentment. And there where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent heavenly knowledge. وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا, which we have spoken in the previous two associations about the understanding of what is the meaning of the heavenly teaching and how it comes. And we explained in the previous ones, this is a series of three associations, and I will summarize a little bit from before, is that when we study in our time zone. Our time zone is counting 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. Until you study and you become a professor, your age becomes 50 years. But you spend all your life, and what you study is only limited within that limitation of your lifetime. And it is like walking of an ant. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in two verses of Holy Quran, one is إِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ إِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويستعجلونك بالعذاب ولولا أجل مسمى لجاءهم العذاب وإن يوما عند ربك كألف سنة مما تعدون.
That one day in heavenly time, timing zone there, is like 1,000 years of your life. If you count 1,000 years, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one day. So if you are learning, you spend 60 years of age or 50 years or 70 of your age to study, so it is, you need 1,000 years to study to be one heavenly day of study. One heavenly day of heavenly knowledge is equal to 1,000 years of our life. And Allah said in another verse, تَعْرُجُ إِلَيْهِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ فِي يَوْمٍ
كَانَ تَعْرُجُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ إِلَيْهِ فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقَدَارُهُ 50,000 سَنَةٍ فَاصْبِرْ صَبْرًا جَمِيلًا.
That angels and spirits ascend in that heavenly knowledge, in our calculation, in the heavenly timing zone, it's one day. For us, 50,000 days. So means heavenly day is 50,000 years of what we count. And 50,000 years of what we count divided by 24, 50,000 years of what we count every year, if you drop it down to count how many hours in these 50,000 years, if you divide it by 24, because heavenly day is 24 hours, let's say, by 50,000, is around 2,000 years for every hour. And heavenly hour is equal to 2,000 years. And in such kind of associations, when it is connected with a spiritual connection through unbreakable lineage to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is going to be a heavenly association. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam received revelation through Jibreel alayhi salam. In 1 second, Jibreel is moving from his heavenly position to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, bringing with him the revelation. In one moment he's there giving the revelation with a timeless time, timeless zone. So quick, quicker than even 1 hour for 2,000 years. The movement of Jibreel alayhi salam, it doesn't take 1 second to reach Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam from his position beyond universe. With that speed, what Prophet was going into Kaaba Qawsayn al-Adna. So, in such kind of associations with great masters of Sufi orders, like Mawlana Sheikh Nazim, may Allah bless him, and Grand Sheikh Sheikh Abdullah Al-Fadi Darustani, may Allah bless his soul, and Grand Sheikh Sheikh Sharafuddin, and Grand Sheikh Sheikh Abu Muhammad Al-Madani, and Grand Sheikh Sheikh Abu Ahmad Al-Suhuri, and go all the way to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from Sheikh to reach to Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Ali, and then Ja'far al-Sadiq, which connect both Sayyidina Ali and Sayyidina Abu Bakr to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is a heavenly teaching. This heavenly teaching, as we calculate, 1 hour, 2,000 years, but might be more. As if you are sitting in 1 hour, with that heavenly teaching, you cannot progress even if you spend all your life by yourself. Like common people, they try by themselves, they say no intercession, don't seek help of Prophet and Awliya, leave them alone, go directly. You spend all your life, you will not achieve except 60 years of progress. In such association, 1 hour will take you 2,000 years in our calculation. And if we go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no calculation, there is a timeless zone. 1 second is enough to put you in the highest level. And the example is the story of Sayyidina Abu Yazid al-Bastami, which Mawlana is saying since 2-3 days, telling me to mention it, that one day he was ordered, he said, Ya Abu Yazid, you asked to see the Kutub, which is before he become up to his level. He was in the way progressing, he was young. And he was asking to see the Kutub of that time, one of the five pillars, Kutub, Kutbul Irshad, Kutbul Mutasarrif, Kutbul Bilad, Kutbul Aqtar. Five pillars, wants to see one. He was ordered to go to someone in the market, has a store at that time. And Sayyidina Abu Yazid went, as it been ordered by vision to him through a dream. He went and he found in that designated area where is being mentioned to him through his dream or his vision, same person that was described. And he saw that he's sitting on a high level in a store, in a stage, like a stage. And he was a shoemaker. But in reality, shoemaker means he is a shoemaker, he's doing shoes, fixing shoes and making shoes for people and selling. This is his business. But shoemaker in spirituality also means that someone that gives shoes to people to walk to that heavenly path. As it was mentioned in the description of Sayyidina Muhammadin ibn Arabi. This also, if you see in a dream you are wearing the new shoes, means you are traveling. So that it is a traveling signal that it is the path of everyone who is seeking that journey to heavenly sources. As soon as he approached that shoemaker who was the Qutb, hiding himself behind his business, said, Ya Abu Yazid, you are coming to me, come. I am waiting for you. And he spoke with him, he sat him beside him, and he was guiding him for 3 hours, teaching him. After these 3 hours, Sayyidina Abu Yazid al-Bastami said, what I have benefited from that Qutb, who was his business shoemaker, hiding himself, if Allah gave me life from time of Adam to day of judgment, if he stretched my life and increased it, I would not get as I have get in these 3 hours. What I got in these 3 hours are far beyond what I would have get if my life would be from time of Adam alayhi salam to judgment. He said 3 hours. And this is what Grand Sheikh said. And this is what Maulana Sheikh Nazim said. Now if we go back to our calculation, it is mentioned that Adam's life, his ummah, his children of Adam, are living 7,000 years. From Adam to Judgment Day is 7,000 years. Allah knows best. This is Allah's Almul Ghaib. But this is what is mentioned everywhere. If you read the Seerah, wherever you are reading, Seerah of Prophet and other prophets, it says 7,000 years. So if we go to 1 hour equal to 2,000 divided by 50,000 years, it's equal to 2,200 years approximately. Multiply by 3 hours, it is around 7,000 years. Means he said that 3 hours with that kutub that he was teaching me heavenly knowledge was equal to that 7,000 years of, if my life was 7,000 years from Adam to Judgment Day, that would be what I would have achieved. If I, with all kinds of worshipness progressing by myself, I will not benefit more than these 3 hours. These 3 hours are more. Means, then, the other story, which we summarized, we summarize it, of Sayyidina Ahmad al-Badawi. When he was reaching and asking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open for him his door, the door of the Divine Presence. And he was asking and asking and asking until one day one wali appeared to him, one person appeared to him, he said, "Yeah, Ahmad, you want the key? I have the key for that door." He said, "I don't take the key except from the key maker." Means, I'm not interested in your way. I'm going, I don't need intercession. I don't need seeking help. I don't need intermediary. I want to do it the way I do it. This is what people are saying today. It's not only today, it was before also. Everyone is proud of what he is doing, as if he is going to succeed with his ego style of worshipness. So the wali said, "Okay, he don't want it." He didn't know he's a wali. "He don't want it. You go by yourself, find the key." He didn't give him the key. If we'd have given him the key, we'd have saved him from running and running and running. He would have given it in a glance, in a moment, what he is asking. He refused. And that man disappeared. Went. And Sayyidina Ahmad al-Badr was asking until he heard a voice coming to him. Say, "Ya Ahmad, you want the key?" It's a vision, it's a dream. "You want the key? My key is with that person that you kicked away. Because in dunya, everything is cause and effect. You do something, you get something. You are not going to be given without anything. Go back to him." "Hey, where are you going to find him now?" "He's looking for him." Until that 6 months later, that wali appeared. Said, "You want the key?" He said, "Yeah, of course I want the key. Please." Said, "Now my son, I will give you the key, but I need the price for it. And the price is your knowledge. What you have learned through yourself, through your scholars teaching you, through your ego, through your university," there was no university, but today there is university, "through your colleges, through your high schools, all this has built you up on pride and arrogance that you know that you are something. I want that knowledge to be taken away. This is my price." Because that knowledge is not going to help, because you become very arrogant in your teaching. You become very arrogant in your personality. You become only outward person, you never inward. You have to look always inward, inside yourself, to see yourself that you are mistaken. You are helpless. You are weakness. Can I say weakness? Weakness. Restless. Restless. Barkless. Barking too much. You have to drop all this. He knows now the truth. He heard the voice. He said, okay, I'm accepting. So that when he looked into his eyes and pulled everything from his heart, what he learned from his mind, he left him like a child doesn't know how to read and how to write. Even Fatiha, Grand Sheikh used to say that he was not able to read Fatiha anymore, makes 7 mistakes at least in Fatiha. He was the Mufti, Grand Mufti of Egypt at that time. His place is Tanta. He's from Egypt. His Sayyidina Ahmad al-Badawi, his place in Tanta. He's very famous wali now. 1 million to 5 million at least every year visit his grave and visit his holy site. There is one day season there that at least you find, like they go to Karbala or they go to Hajj or they go to Mecca. There is for Ahmad al-Badawi at least 2 million there in his in Tanta, isn't it? The ministers come, official people come, everyone go to that place. You can sit there on through your legs. It's better, easier. Anyone cannot sit like that? Can sit up on it, okay. So he said, I'm accepting. He took everything. He left him with nothing. The children were running after him. He said he became Majnun, crazy. He lost his mind. Our Mufti, our Grand Mufti lost his mind. But he was accepting that because he knew the truth. That what he learned by himself with his arrogance and pride makes him worse. So he won the heavenly teaching. That comes, we say in Arabic, As-sulhu lamha, or sulhu lahza, is when the heavenly moment comes, it's a moment. You don't lose it, catch it. Because you don't know if it comes another time. Some people, they get an inspiration, go after it immediately. Because that might be the case that saves you. So people get inspired of doing this, or giving this, or saying this, or acting this. Do it, because that is the real inspiration. Then you will be rewarded for it. So he knew what he's going to say to this. Who is going to understand from these people that I have a spiritual guide and a wali coming, and I was asking for Allah's door to be open for me, and I refused to get the key, and then how they are going to accept this? Square-head people. You cannot. Scholars today, or before. In his memoirs, Sheikh Mutawalli Shahrawi wrote a book on this issue of Sayyidina Ahmad al-Badawi from Tanta, how he saw him personally, in vision, in physically. This Mutawalli Shahrawi is very well famous. This 5 years ago he died. Of Egypt. He made tafsir of Quran, everyone reads for him. He said in his memoir, I think we have printed it in Al-Muslim magazine, Al-Muslimun, that he was going to, he saw a dream, go to Cairo, we will open for you there. because he didn't have money. His parents are poor, and he wants to study in Azhar. He doesn't have the money for the train. And he saw a dream that, don't worry, I'm sending someone to give to you. He went to the train station and he saw a person. He said, I'm that one, Ahmad al-Badawi, take your money, go to Azhar. He took the money, looked back, that person disappeared. So that's karama for Ahmad al-Badawi. So what happened is that he accepted to be Majnun. He took him all, everything from him, and left him for 6 months. And then after 6 months, now he came to him. He said, oh, now you are ready for heavenly teaching. In 1 second, he poured everything in his heart. Haqiqatul jazm, haqiqatul tay, haqiqatul tawassul, haqiqatul irshad, haqiqatul Haqiqatul Fayl, and one more, six, now, sometimes they come, so shall. Haqiqatul Irshad, six realities. Haqiqatul Fayl, Haqiqatul Tawajjuh, Haqiqatul Tawassul, Haqiqatul Fayl, Haqiqatul Irshad, Haqiqatul Jazba, six realities. In his heart was jumping out of this spiritual, uplifting, divinely informations implanted in his heart like a chip. In 1 second, he put it into his heart and gave to him. He spent all his life to study. He took it out and threw it because it was not that reality of knowledge. It was only the shell, the outside. Nothing, the fruit is not there. It's a dry teaching. It's not the real teaching that is mixed with the shell, with the whole of the shell. He gave him everything. He gave him the outside, he gave him the inside. So now he can understand. When he speaks the outside, he can see the inside of it also, give the fruit. So this is, Maulana said, mention that story also. This is the heavenly teaching. When it comes from up, it is 1 second, 1 hour, like 2,500 years. في يوم كان مقداره 50,000 سنة. They ascend in a day, the angels and souls in a day, that one day like 50,000 years. Means 1 hour like 2,500 years. And where you are going to spend all your life will not get 1 hour. These associations, in the presence of Maulana Sheikh Nazim's associations, in his presence, in the presence of Grand Sheikh, in the presence of Awliyaullah, will give you a rocket like this space shuttle. When they go up, in 1 hour they be in the atmosphere. You cannot throw, you throw a with your hand something, it doesn't go beyond the 10-20 feet. But rocket can take that space shuttle, carry how many tons is that space shuttle? An aeroplane, how many tons? Aeroplane can be 10 tons, 1,000 tons or something, I don't know. Space shuttle might be 100 times more. And goes beyond, even if it is heavy, that energy, that knowledge, that energy, that of the fuel, everything we goes back to energy. Whatever we speak comes, energy comes jumping. Now it's jumping in energy in that association. So every and all energies come from heavenly sources. Carry everything, carry you up. So that heavenly teaching is hundreds of thousands and millions of thousands of years of progress, because you are not sitting only 1 hour. You are sitting every day with your awrad, with your zikr, with your recitation of Quran, you are following a certain method and a dua that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam read it and recited it, and awliyaullah read it and recited it. That is also in the meaning of that kind of association. It's with, you are in the association of your shaykh, association of unseen awliyaullah, in the association of the presence of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because you are mentioning his name, you are sending salam to him, he's looking at you and replying your salam. So all these are heavenly and heavenly remembrance, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the holy hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that if you mention Allah's name, remember him in an association, Allah remember you in a better association. When Allah remember you and Allah mention you in a better association, what is that? Means you be uplifted, like gave you a burak, a heavenly creature to carry you to his presence for the sake of his Prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah forgive us and may Allah bless us. I want to speak on zikr, but it's enough. ومن الله التوفيق بحرمة الفاتحة.